115 Indigenous children whose bodies were found at the site of a former residential school in Kamloops, B.C. One of the people who stood out at that march was Bishop Hector Vila. He's Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Whitehorse, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did you feel Bishop Vila compelled to take part in the march on Monday through downtown Whitehorse?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank God for this event in the sense of being part, having been invited by the two chiefs here in Whitehorse to take part of this walk in solidarity with the people who have so much hurt because of what has taken place in Kamloops and just need some kind of explanation. They need answers. And I walk along them because I know they are hurting. I know they need all the support that we can give. And that is why I went and joined them in this walk.
So you were invited to go?
Yes, I was invited by the office of Chief Doris Bill from the Kwanlin Dan First Nations.
How did you feel when you looked down the steps of Sacred Heart Cathedral and seeing the hundreds of pairs of shoes and the teddy bears and that kind of thing on the steps of the church?
Well, it certainly is heartbreaking because if you think of the life of these children, it just breaks your heart. I think that this is a horrendous event that needs clarity, and the church is committed to bring light to it and to walk along with those that will, in one way or another, make this available for the public. So, yes, it was heartbreaking, as I'm saying, but at the same time, we always have to look at a light, and that is hope, that we know that God is, even in these events, to make clarity, to sustain us, to strengthen us in these difficult moments.
Now, at the ceremony on the waterfront, Chief Doris Bill encouraged, and others encouraged people to speak with you and explain what happened with residential schools. Did people talk to you about that afterwards?
Well, I must say that I was very touched by what Chief Bill said, because she said something very profound. She said that practically in her words will be that this cycle of anger needs to stop, that we need to stop this cycle of violence with love and forgiveness. For me, that spoke very strongly to the event. And she herself being a survivor of residential schools, I think that broke the ice and also set the tone of this meeting. And she also said that we need forgiveness and also, as you were saying, she asked to the people to come forward and to talk to me, to talk to others who have no residential school experience or knowledge, and to touch practically the wounds that people are carrying today. I mean, there is a concrete reality. You cannot say or tell someone that you love that person unless you really know what makes that person suffer. And this is fundamental in any kind of relations. I mean, how can I say I love you if I don't even know you, if I don't even know what makes you suffer? And I think that this coming together and sharing our pain and sorrows opens the door for forgiveness, for understanding, and for peace. I think that forgiveness is a very strong word, and we must have this in our hearts to ask for forgiveness for any wrongdoings. I think we need to have that as a goal in our hearts whenever we approach anyone that has gone through residential schools and suffer a lot. I mean, even just to go there and to try to explain and say, this is what they are feeling, that's not the way. I do not think that that is the way to go and get close to the people who have suffered. I think we need to accompany them, to sit with them, to listen to them. And this is the attitude of someone that cares for the person, that does not judge or condemn. And I think this is the attitude that we all need to have in front of this event. And even, you know, to speak openly in the homilies about how much our brothers are suffering, how much we need to enter and understand their suffering, not just comment and say a few words here, a few words there. I think we need to be very, very careful when approaching this subject. I think that an apology certainly is there. It needs to be concretely expressed in terms of how it will go about. I do not want to, due to the importance of this issue and its national implications, this question is best suitable for the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops to answer. But I would say that certainly there needs to be an event in which we can gather together and work together with the chiefs here in Whitehorse as to how to bring about this particular apology, and, you know, to openly work towards that, towards reconciliation.
Is that something that, you know, you can advocate for as a bishop?
We are certainly, I'm open to work, as I said, with the chiefs for this particular task, and also to help and advocate for this. Certainly, I'm committed to bring light to this situation and to do the work that it takes to achieve healing and reconciliation. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. And my prayers and heartfelt for all the people that are here in the Yukon that are hurting because of this event. I do not want to add anything, but I think that what Chief Doris Bill said, we need to walk together towards this forgiveness and reconciliation. And I thank her, and I thank also the other chief of the Tuang Kuchin First Nations for their openness towards this road of peace and reconciliation.
Okay. Thanks again for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That is Bishop Hector Vila with